This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Hey, podcasters. We were running 18 minutes late at 8 o'clock. It's amazing. You're getting a big blockbuster edition of the podcast
today. It's a flat-out show.
It is.
We've had a good time.
We've
kept the energy up.
I think so.
I've had some cold flu codeine sort of situations.
Your energy flipped around.
Yeah,
at
the
about
start was a bit hard.
7:55 when the cold and flu kicked in.
And then...
Look at him.
I'm going for a drive into the suburbs to get my canvas fixed.
Amazing.
My trailer.
We had Penny Wong on, Senator Penny Wong.
We did.
She became the face of the marriage equality vote yesterday when she broke
rightly
down.
So.
Yeah, she's an amazing
in her
woman.
Rainbow tweed.
We had Tony Martin on. We had a lot of good people
man
on today.
Mark Schwarzer called
Mark
in.
Alex Greenwich. It was a great show. We set Max a challenge to go and interview Take That, so you'll be hearing that interview tomorrow.
Hey, also, podcast, this is a secret. It's not even a proper announcement because I haven't figured out how to do it properly, but my tickets are on sale in Adelaide.
No, don't take that.
My tickets are on sale in Adelaide.
I'm the one who's got shows to fill. You're not even officially on...
Adelaide.
Oh, God. Harley has tickets on... Are they on sale?
Mm.
Oh, how do they get them?
HarleyBreen.com.
If you're going to whore it, do it.
Yeah, but it's just a soft one. That's why I didn't do it on
the
radio. I'll do it tomorrow. This is a soft one just for
podcasters.
Okay,
well, this is my loud announcement. All the second shows from my tour went on sale yesterday. Sydney moving very, very fast. We may have to do another one. But, if you want more, go to mrossiano.com.au. But there is, we also moved the Perth show for scheduling conflict with red hair.
Mm.
I had to move my show because of Ed Sheeran.
Never heard of him.
So, Perth, if you didn't think you could come, you can come now because we've moved it special. mrossiano.com.au. Thanks for listening to the podcast. It's a good one. It's a mosh one. Enjoy. Well done to everyone who supported marriage equality.
Good on you.
It's the radio show that features one person who'll throw herself into anything.
I could be a princess and do my breakfast radio job.
Yeah.
Hello, loyal dickheads.
And one person who pretty much lives their life like it's Groundhog Day.
I went to the shops with my kids.
Oh, are you joking? Is this a replay?
Together, they create the kind of show you need to strap yourself in for.
Oh, try banging my brain.
I don't ever want to go there.
Get in the canoe and strap in.
What canoe are we talking about?
I'm a canoe. I'm a sparkly...
You're a canoe.
...canoe.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Holly Breen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to anyone heading home from celebrations on Oxford Street today.
Hello, Sydney.
Today we wake up a little bit more love in the air, a little bit more acceptance. What a fabulous day.
Yes. What a great amount of joy that flowed out of everyone yesterday.
It was.
It's great.
And I felt so proud to be Australian.
Yeah, it was nice.
Sometimes you're like, God, what have we done now?
Yeah.
But yesterday was genuinely, we were being reported in the world news.
Yes.
In a good light.
In a positive light.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Good on you, everyone. I hope you've all looked after yourself. Police reported no incidents.
None.
Just love.
Yep.
Good on ya.
Overflowing glitter.
Yeah, the police yesterday, some of them had rainbow on their back. The word police was written in rainbow letters.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's pretty cool,
nice,
isn't it?
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Good morning to all the members of GLOW, too, the Gay and Lesbian Police Alliance. Those guys are amazing. They'll all be out and about celebrating.
Like, or GLOW?
GLOW.
Excellent.
I've done some gigs for GLOW. They're amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of the show is going to be taken up with it, reflecting and celebrating that. We have Penny Wong joining us, which is very exciting. She's quickly become the face of the campaign yesterday because she's managed to keep it pretty, you know, low key and together.
She's a politician. She's a measured person.
Composed.
Yesterday, her emotions were on the outside.
We must also say a big congratulations to the Socceroos.
Well done, Socceroos. I've never missed a game you've played. I have followed you the whole way.
My mate, we're going to the World Cup.
I have heard of it.
In Russia.
Yes, so, that's also a country.
On a day we celebrate marriage equality.
Yeah, we're off to Russia.
Oh, jeez. What an odd time to be alive. So well done to the Socceroos. We're talking about it, obviously, because I am Sports Ambrosiano.
Yes, yeah.
Today we are celebrating the fact that 61.1% of Australians,
7,817,247 people voted yes
for equality. Yay! So I went into the city yesterday and was there for the announcement, and where I was, the live stream stopped. just before the head of the Bureau of Stats came out to announce results.
Yep.
So everyone's standing there, and then someone started yelling out, it's the NBN, Turnbull's NBN, it's getting us. So it was good, it was a light moment. But first thing I want to ask is the head of the Australian Bureau of Statistics promised us that he'll just get out and announce the results.
Get it done.
So I was expecting, morning, y'all.
Yeah.
Yes, no. But no. He went on and on and on and on and on. And also took it as an opportunity, I feel, to spruik a bit of the Australian Bureau of Statistics work.
Well, it's a big day for him.
I think it was their grand final and Christmas all at once.
Mate, you imagine being a numbers guy, a stats guy, and then a crowd like that turn up to hear your numbers.
Yeah, he did
that. That was quick for him.
Mate,
if I was in his position, I'd have done an hour.
It was so funny. He did. And you could see that this was his moment.
Yeah.
That he had been running up to this his whole life.
Apparently he came out and said, I won't go on, like just before it, and then he came back out. Well, I imagine what happened is, if it was me and I walked out to see a crowd like that, I'm like, whoa, here we go. Strap in, everyone. I've got some gear.
He was loving it. But he did get there in the end, and what an exciting, exciting day it was. And the thing is, When the vote got announced, and I was with probably about 1,000 people who were all within the LGBTQI community and their allies, the initial reaction was, well, first of all, we couldn't figure out if we'd won when they said 7 million people had said yes. So I watched a lot of people try and do maths.
Yeah.
So when they announced it, everyone was like, woo, we think that's good. And then they clarified it.
It was a good advertisement for senior year mathematics.
Yeah. I watched a bunch of people try to do maths, basically.
Yeah.
And then initially the reaction was jubilation and then tears.
Of course.
And I spoke to a lot of people yesterday and they were just grieving and devastated for how they felt they've been treated over the last 8 weeks.
Yeah.
They're like, it feels strange. Obviously, we're celebrating equality, but we're sad that we had to, that we've had to be put in this position where we're on a knife's edge finding out if we are considered equal. So it was almost sad.
And it's a release of emotion.
Yeah.
It's a release of emotion. You built up all of this pressure and stress and energy, and not just 8 weeks, for lifetimes for people. And then this happens.
Mm.
And so, of course, there's joy, but there's all these other things that have to come out.
Yeah, it was a really interesting atmosphere. I think everyone assumed it was supposed to be party, 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 which eventually ended up happening once everyone went through the emotions. But it was really quite, broke my heart a bit to walk around, and there were just grown men and women sobbing to each other.
Yeah.
Just, we're so glad it's over, and just almost feeling relieved that their country and their countrymen have said, of course we love you. Of course you're equal.
Yes.
So we also, we ran into Bill yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Obviously changed his tie, by the way.
I noticed in a photo from another radio station. How dare you?
I said to him, I said, Bill, you got to take the blue tie off, mate.
Well,
look like a Liberal politician.
He did.
He put on a pink one.
Yeah.
God love Bill. And can I tell you, Bill Shorten got on stage yesterday and he did not. He cared. He bled. He didn't politician it at all. He came out with double thumbs up.
Yeah.
And great line, great hashtag.
Yeah.
Today we celebrate, tomorrow we legislate.
Oh,
hashtag king.
You say he didn't come out like a politician. He came out like 100% A-grade poly.
Whoever came up with that line deserves the day off, I tell you right now.
High-fived himself on the way up.
But here's what he had to say to everyone.
Hey, Em and Harley, this is a great, great day for Australia. Not just for gay Australians, but all Australians. Because when every Australian's treated equally, we're a better country all the way round.
Good on you, Bill. Good on you, everyone. Obviously, Western Sydney had the most no voting electorates.
That's correct.
So that's something we want to talk about later. And then that's very interesting. Obviously, a lot of you guys listening are from Western Sydney.
Yeah.
And you're kind of being painted as, everyone is being painted with a brush of Western Sydney and you're against marriage equality. So
it's just the highest percentage. Yeah. It's not everyone out
there. No, but it's interesting how a lot of the no campaign are grabbing that and running with it. Yeah. So we'll talk about that later. But, big show coming up. Looking forward to talking to Penny Wong later. She's just beside herself. There's lovely images of her.
Looking forward to that.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The Em Rossiano Radio Show.
As you know, I'm a very in-demand person.
Yes.
People are always trying to contact
me.
And I don't know why. Honestly, my phone, I reckon I'd get a phone call every half an hour from either a number that's a private number or a number I don't know.
Yes.
And I'm like, who are you? Yeah. What are you doing? I don't answer.
No.
And sometimes.
Oh, don't answer private numbers.
Oh, you don't answer private numbers.
No, never
you
answer
know what?
A private
I used
number.
To answer every number.
Nah.
In the early stages of my career, I'd answer every
what
number.
What are they hiding?
Because it could be a movie deal.
What?
That's what your
definitely.
Head tells you. That's a movie deal.
Nah.
They answer that.
If they really want you, they'll find you. What are they hiding?
That's what I've come to now.
What are they hiding? Why do you need a private number? What are you hiding?
So I don't answer.
Good.
You know, and even if it's a
sneaky
number I don't know, I'm like, don't know you, because they make up. So, and I got a phone call the other day from the number was a Sydney number, an 02.
Yeah.
All the numbers were there. Yeah. She didn't answer. Went through the message bank. This guy goes, you have to call this number back, which is the same number as he'd called from. So that seems legit. Very quickly, because there is a warrant out for your arrest.
What?
What? And then he used the wrong word and said, if you don't act soon, we're going to exterminate you. He was from the ATO, apparently.
If I get right.
Listen, that guy doesn't know, but nah. I'm in a very close relationship with the people down at the ATO. I talk to them all the time, and I'll have you know that there's several letters that you can ignore before you get in trouble with them.
If I get a mobile number I don't know, I let it ring out, obviously.
Yeah.
Then I copy it, and I whack it in Facebook search, and the person's name comes up. So that's been a really handy thing for me.
I think you might have even been the one that taught
me that.
It is an excellent
thing. I know.
For mobiles and people who are dumb enough to put their mobiles into
on
their Facebook profile.
Not me.
It is. But there's quite a few.
Yeah.
Of friends of mine.
I know.
Anyway, all of these messages bank up in my message bank and I can't be bothered listening
to them. Nice. Go from the start.
I'm just not even going to listen.
No. I don't even have message bank, mate.
I know.
I let it build up to 10 before I turned it off and then I'm like, they would have called back by now and I just delete them all and start again.
That's good.
Yep.
I should do that as
let
well.
Let them build up.
Two people that leave messages the most is my manager.
Your mum?
My manager who just goes, hey, Dales, nothing. That was good. Or my best mate.
Oh.
He's like, hey, buddy, don't bother calling me back. I was just seeing how you were. Don't leave the message.
Oh,
then,
yeah, okay.
So anyway, the other day I'm going through the messages. There's been 8 messages. A lot of them are just silence. And then all of a sudden I come across a message. And it was there was 3 messages from my mechanic who's just checking in on how my car was going.
Oh,
you remember the other day? He loves my car so much. He's been phoning
to check in on Fiona. Oh, how's she going today? How's her tyres? How's her oil levels? Give her a little pat for me.
Do you mind if I come around?
Can I just come around? I love that he's ringing to check up on
your
car.
Just sit in the car for a while.
Oh, he's a goodie.
I deleted him, didn't call him back.
Oh my goodness. This is the greatest invention I think I've ever heard of.
It's just a book.
What?
It's just a...
Oh my God, stop it. Just because you're leaving, don't derail me. I'm easily derailed, all right? A hair salon, stop it. A hair salon has decided to install what they've called a quiet chair.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh,
straight away.
Those loud chairs.
Yeah. Oh, I was telling you about their kids.
Oh,
all right, mate.
Shut up,
big
chair.
Quiet chair. No, basically, if you're the type of person who just wants to go into the hairdressers and not have to make weird small talk, this is for you.
Yep.
So if you pick the quiet chair, that is an indicator to the rest of the staff that you don't want to chit-chat. You just want to get your hair cut, get in and out.
Or you do what I do and go to an old creepy Russian.
What has that got to do with anything?
He doesn't say anything.
Doesn't he? I think there's some steps in between. I think there's some steps in between from quiet chair to old creepy Russian.
Yeah.
Fine.
There's a few other options out there.
Yeah. The owner of the innovative Welsh salon, Scott Miller. What's a Welsh accent? How's that go?
Oh, that's the one that's very lilty.
131060, are you Welsh? I'd like to hear your accent so I can imitate it. 131060, we're after a Welsh person.
Down and put it in the oven.
Is that how they talk?
I don't know.
You sound like Minnie Driver in Good Will Hunting.
I am Minnie Driver.
He's Scott Miller. He says that they've introduced the quiet chair in a bid to make customers feel more comfortable. Our team is full of brilliant conversationalists, but some customers live busy lives, busy working mums, and just want to sit down and get their hair cut.
I get that and just not have to be asked a dumb question.
I love this idea. Imagine
what are you on for the rest of the day?
No, I love... See, my hairdressers I've known for years. Yeah. I'm in close intimate relationships with them. I have no problem talking to them.
Okay.
But I love the idea of walking into the salon and an uppity, like a first-year apprentice who's super enthusiastic coming over to you and you going, up, 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 and then pointing at the quiet chair.
I'm sitting in that chair. shush that dirty mouth and cut my hair.
I want the quiet. Because what I'm seeing is now there's just going to be a line out the door for the quiet chair and every other chair's empty.
I've got a quiet chair. It's my face.
I thought you were going to say the toilet.
Yeah, that as well.
It's not quiet.
No, it's not that quiet.
And don't call your face a chair.
My face is a quiet
Can
chair.
Can you stop it?
Seriously.
No one's sitting on your quiet face.
There's plenty of people sitting on my quiet face. Wait.
What? Hang on a minute. I would like to employ the quiet chair here.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to employ it at home. I think the quiet chair idea is going to catch on.
If I sit in the quiet chair, this isn't going to go well, is
Aeroplanes, it? Aeroplanes. You already do sit in the quiet chair. Aeroplanes need quiet chairs. Imagine that.
What?
Imagine if you got on the aeroplane, booked, like you could charge $1 billion for the quiet chair. That means the person
That's
next to you.
That's not real money.
If they, how dare you? If the person next to you tries to talk to you, just screens come up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying about my face. People beside me trying to talk to me, and then I just go, look at my face.
Is that person Welsh who's called in? I want to talk to them. I want to hear their accent. Are they Welsh? Max? Kim? I'm going to hold because I really want to hear the Welsh. Oh, no. That's a shame. Don't call if you're not Welsh, idiots.
Oh, there you go. That's a good message. Tony FM.
Please don't put that in the promo.
Feeling crappy? We want you to get happy. Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one. One for everyone. Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Today's What's a Superior? The best call does get a SodaStream.
Yes.
Amazing SodaStream, which we all have and love.
Bubble Joy.
It's so great.
Yep.
And you can fizz your wine up too, you know.
You should be very careful when you fizz your wine up, that when you take it off, you leave it on there for a while.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
It explodes everywhere.
Yeah. I've learned that the hard way.
You can also fizz up your bath water.
Fizz up your red. What?
No, just fill up a bath full of
fizzy
water.
No, that would take so long.
It
really would.
About 15 minutes.
What? It would take. Okay, let's do this. You have to fill up a bath with one of those bottles.
Yeah.
You think it would only take 15 minutes?
Yeah.
You're joking.
The litre?
What are you bathing in a thimble?
I can do SodaStream. I've got four
bottles. I don't like it when you come in when you're sick. I think we're going to have to put Harley to bed soon. and also a squatty potty. This week we're giving away limited editions. You get to poo with Harley and I looking up at you smiling.
That is creepy.
I'm
sorry.
131060. What's a superior? We've got to do it. Gay anthem.
Yeah.
We've got to do it. What song did you crank yesterday to get in the mood for dancing? What's the song? What's the one you equate with just good, happy, fun camp times?
This isn't exactly in line with doing heaps of dancing, but it is. It's my gay anthem of choice.
Okay.
This is from the album A Day at the Races, Somebody to Love by Queen.
No. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
So good.
Written by Freddie Mercury at the piano.
He's good.
Yeah.
131060, what's a superior gay anthem? I've had to narrow it down. Obviously, everything I listen to, pretty much. there's a great new song called Brand New Day by a young up-and-coming artist.
I've never heard of it.
Her name is Em Rossiano, and it's a great song for marriage equality. Do we have Brand New Day? Oh, fantastic. This is a great song. So I really love this as a gay anthem.
Relentless.
And also, Diana Ross. Now, have we got the boss?
Mm-hmm.
This song, I've realised not many people know. On, my favourite song. Such a good song.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've never heard it.
Never.
But the ultimate yesterday that really kicked off the party where I was, which was just a party of two people, Michael Lucas and I dancing to Disney classics, was Express Yourself. Match. Yeah. So that's it.
Good choices.
Thanks. Especially the first one, right? 131060, if you would like the chance to win a SodaStream and a Squatty Potty, personal customized gold glittery Squatty Potty with yep. mine and Harley's face on it, please call up now.
It's doo-poo.
So easy. What's a superior gay anthem? What song kicked your day off yesterday? We'll take your calls next.
Want more M. Russiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Russiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
I found out an interesting fact we were just talking about.
Yes.
I'm listening to my favourite podcast, The Dollop.
Yes.
They're doing a Donald Trump.
Dave and Gareth.
And they reveal that Donald Trump's father's name
yeah.
is Frank Christ Trump.
Oh,
they went big. They went big with the name. Why not just call him Christ?
Yeah.
Why did they bother with the Frank part?
But doesn't that makes Trump son of Christ?
It humanizes him.
Trump is son of Christ.
Which is
doesn't that makes doesn't just knowing that Donald Trump's father's name was Frank yeah. Christ Trump make yeah. so much sense?
Quite possibly makes him Mary Magdalene's illegitimate child.
But that has nothing to do with anything. We're doing this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Yeah. Also in the Trump household, the dad, Frank, that you were either a winner, you were a killer, or a loser.
Yeah.
And everything was a competition.
Oh, that's
you ate your dinner
a good
first.
Way to bring kids up.
Well done, killer. If you ate your dinner last, you're a loser. And he called them loser. Makes so much sense. Oh, I know. It's polite.
Isn't it good that his progeny is now in charge of nuclear codes? That's good.
Yep. Donald at 5 was described as a little shit and a bully.
Yeah.
We're doing What's a Superior Gay Anthem. Obviously, we're still all high and celebrating the fact that marriage equality passed yesterday in our country. Well, we didn't pass yet. Well, everyone voted for it. It's got to go to the.
Interesting point, by the way, because there's a lot of celebration yesterday, but yesterday was a celebration of the recognition of the biggest majority of Australia.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
It's not happened yet, though. Yes.
Do we just spend $122 million to confirm what we already knew because that is what surveys were already telling us?
That's exactly what we did.
So we had that number.
Not only did we spend $122 million to confirm what we already knew, but we spent $122 million creating a whole lot of mental health issues for a whole lot of members of the LGBTQ.
We spent $122 million going after a minority group for
that's
who they
exactly,
love.
That's
confirming that that's what happened.
That's the thing we did.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Goodness me. Because I'm like, hang on a minute, that's 61%. We already knew that.
Yeah.
Why do we...
Yeah.
What's the
It should
money?
Be noted too, it's 61% of 79.5% of Australians
who voted. I know. But we want to know, what's the song? What's the song you kicked off with? What's the superior gay anthem? Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Good, darling. Are you? Were you celebrating it yesterday and last night?
Oh, I was celebrating, girl. Don't you worry. I had my glitter going. I had everything going.
Yay. And what song were you cranking?
Of course, M. Russiano, Brand New Day.
Oh, yes!
On brand, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank God. You know, a lot of people were sending me messages with dancing to my song. It was pretty heartfelt. Like, I have to say, that was the intent of the song, that we'd have a yes.
Joy.
I wrote that song saying, it's coming, and I knew it, and then people were sending me pictures of themselves dancing. So
it's love.
Nice. But what's your real song, Sarah?
Born This Way, Lady Gaga.
Never heard of her.
Nicole Pink wrote a lovely post yesterday congratulating Australia, so that was good of her.
That's
yeah,
nice.
Little rainbow heart. Nicole, hey, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Were you out celebrating yesterday with friends?
I wasn't because I was working, but I was doing it in my heart, which is all that matters, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what song, what's the superior gay anthem?
Mine would be I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Okay. Amazing.
Now, you're not welcome anymore.
Thanks, Nicole. She meant to say Brand New Day by M. Russiano first. That's okay. Luke! Hey, Luke.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Did you have friends and family and the like? Were you out yesterday doing some celebrating or just, you know, quietly acknowledging it?
A quiet, reverent acknowledgement at home.
Oh, that's so nice. And what song were you pumping while you were doing that?
Well, the song wasn't so much an anthem. It was more of a gay hymn. And that is the well-known YMCA.
It's a gay hymn. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay good. You know what I realised? We really need some new generation gay anthems. Because a lot of these songs...
I went through something from 1978. Yeah.
Luke's 24. I don't think Luke was even born when that song came out.
No.
But I love it. Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Did you have a good day yesterday?
Yes, I did.
What did you get out and about?
I got out and about and I was shopping for everybody.
Oh, that's lovely. Nice. And what song was getting you pumped up? What's your gay anthem?
It's Raining Men by Jerry Halliwell.
Okay. It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. And it's oh, Jerry. If only we had a time machine to go back and tell her not to leave the Spice Girls, it's not going to work out.
Yeah. I enjoy
Don't
that
leave.
Song, though.
Oh, I like the original.
Although it's a troubling situation.
Is this the Weather Girls?
Yes.
Yeah, I prefer this one.
It's Raining Men.
Well, see, we've talked about this
before.
You
don't want that.
It's not practical to have men raining.
It's not something to celebrate.
You'll get injured.
You'll get injured.
They'll get injured. It's a mess in the streets.
You can't just fall from the sky like rain.
It's not glamour. It's not like it's a glamorous fall down. And
it's a horrible murder scene.
And if you're dropping from the sky, you're just dead, mate.
Yeah.
It's dead men rain.
What happened? Did the door of the plane pop
Everyone's
open?
Everyone's dying now. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
There's men in the streets bleeding out. There's men in the streets.
That's right.
With broken heads.
Let's all figure out how this happened.
It's not as sexy, is it?
There's men raining.
They didn't think about
it.
Did not think about it. Pauline. Hey, Pauline.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, our heads. What's a superior gay anthem?
Better Than the Devil You Know by Kylie Minogue.
Yes. I don't feel like I've received enough from Kylie in the last 24 hours.
A personal message?
No, I just feel like I wanted to give a bit more to her community. She wasn't like out in the street.
She might have played it I did.
If what?
Well, I was just sitting in my shed.
Yeah, but you're not the number one female gay icon in this country.
How dare you?
I'm surprised Kylie didn't fly in for it, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I would have. I did.
Well, maybe she'll turn up for the change.
Definitely.
In the legislation.
I think so. I think we need Kylie to appear here and be with her people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give the tickets the... Not the tickets. Let's give it to...
Is that a stream?
Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
You've got a soda stream. You've got a squatty potty, so every time you're on the toilet, you can think about Harley and I.
That's nice, isn't it?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
No worries, Sazzy. Thanks for your call. Thanks, everyone.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, yes. Hi, Billy.
Morning.
I understand you've had a big night, doll.
Oh, haven't I ever.
What happened?
My brother John got engaged last night.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice. And now, what's the name of his partner?
John. His partner, Max.
Yeah. John and Max, is that right?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Max. John and Max. Yay.
Jeez, there must have been a lot of proposals yesterday.
Well, my best friend proposed like 1 minute after the announcement at the arrivals, the Virgin arrivals.
Brilliant.
It's like so incredible. So you're going to give the $10,000 to John?
I mean, no, obviously he's not going to have the whole lot. Like, he's great and I'm happy for him, but... I mean, I need to recoup some of the costs that I spent last night. Jesus.
Well, Billy, your letter is F for F, John.
Yeah.
Spent it on you, mate.
All right.
So, you get 30 seconds to get all these 10 questions correct, and then you have $10,000. We've got to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. Time starts after the first question.
All right.
For fun times.
Uh-huh. It was fun times.
Great.
Thank you.
Just go quick. That's all you need to do. Righto.
Okay.
Name a style of music.
Pass.
A 90s sitcom.
Friends.
A store.
A store?
Yep.
Pass.
A flower.
Frangipani.
A fabric.
Felt.
A dog breed.
French bulldog.
An object found in a boat.
Fish.
A Harry Potter character.
Fred Weasley.
A bakery item.
French roll.
A musical instrument.
Flute.
So good.
Very good. I love how quickly you knew the
Harry Potter character. That was like straight out.
No. $800, Billy.
$800, mate.
So close.
You put me under the pump as well. I didn't know which one to go back to.
And he had his finger. Like, oh, my God.
I was pens. I nearly passed out.
That's amazing.
Well done. You, congratulations to your brother and his fiancé. And take that $800 and put it on the credit card, I imagine.
He'll still get something. He'll get a nice engagement present. He deserves it.
Oh, good. Come on, yeah. Thanks, Billy. We'll be doing that again at 8 o'clock, guys, as always.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland, and my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl, was a story about my childhood. A childhood with mentally ill, addict parents, child protection, foster care, and more. But my mum says none of it is true. So now we're comparing our versions of the past with my Podcast One series, Mum Says My Memoir Is a Lie. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
We are celebrating the fact that marriage equality was approved by Australia in an unnecessary plebiscite.
Yeah, there was a postal survey.
Boo.
It cost the Australian people $122 million.
To tell us what we already knew.
We knew it.
Yeah, fantastic.
And now it's confirmed that we know it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
It's good to dot your I's and cross your T's when you're being a horrible bigot.
Yeah.
So
joining us now, though, it's very exciting. He's the independent member for Sydney and co-chair of Australian Marriage Equality at a big day yesterday, Alex Greenwich. Greenwich. Have you even been to bed, doll?
Oh, I have. I'm actually in Canberra. I flew in late last night. We've got a fairly busy day today ahead of us. So no rest for the wicked.
No.
Well, Canberra was the number one supporter of
the
marriage
ACT,
equality.
Absolutely.
I know. It's such an amazing result. And it was great, actually, to be out and celebrate in Canberra. And just as we have seen Australia come together, today we will see our parliament come together and start debate on same-sex marriage. Last night it was lots of fun being in Canberra partying with people like Tim Wilson and Sarah Hanson-Young, everybody sort of coming together for love, and that let's hope that continues on.
Now, Alex Greenwich, what happens now? What is if you can explain it to people who aren't political nerds, so we've done it, we know we want it, what is the exact process?
Sure. So people can't get married just yet. What we need is legislation to pass through the Senate and then through the House of Reps. Mm-hmm. The debate will begin on a bill that's going to be introduced by Dean Smith later this morning at about 9:30. Mm-hmm. So there'll be about a day of debate. The legislation will not go through today. It'll come back on the 27th of November, where there'll be further debate. And then probably by the end of that week, it'll go to the House of Reps. And there is no reason why we can't have legislation pass the House of Reps by, say, the 6th or 7th of December.
Okay.
Except for maybe the reason that people block this in the process.
Yes.
That would be pretty hard to do. There is a strong majority in support of marriage equality already in the Parliament. Yeah. Then you add to that 133 electorates said yes in the postal survey. So people can try, people will try, but, you know, good on them if they think they can get far with that after putting the Australian people through this $120 million postal survey, Australians doing their job. Now it's time for Canberra to get on and do theirs.
Alex, did you have a little giggle when you saw the results in Tony Abbott's electorate?
I think one of the special moments for me yesterday was when Christine Foster announced the results in Tony Abbott's electorate.
Did you see the results in Erica Bett's electorate?
Yes, of Tasmania. Tasmania did really well.
A nice number of 69.
Exactly. For me, one of the best results was the result, I think it was 62% in the electorate of Gilmore. And there has been an amazing woman named Dawn Hawkins who has been campaigning long and hard in the New South Wales South Coast to get that result. Huge accomplishment for her and a huge accomplishment for all the people who were doing it tough in the rural and regional centres campaigning for this, but got such an amazing result.
Alex, what do you think about the the people who are against the Coalition for Marriage are really jumping on this result in Western Sydney and saying, you know, this is obviously a resounding no, and this is what the people in New South Wales didn't want. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I would say two things. One, I feel for the gay and lesbian people who are living in those electorates and the impact of that this result would be having on them. And I would say to them, the nation is celebrating them and the nation continues to go on a journey. And to the MPs of those electorates who want to vote yes when it comes to Parliament, a number of them went to the last election with a position in support of marriage equality. So their constituents knew they were going to be voting for them.
Yeah.
And they have a role to play in obviously talking to the communities and taking them with them. So a tough result, particularly for the LGBTI people who live in those seats.
Yeah. Well, Alex, we know you've got a busy morning. You go and you fight the good fight. And congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. And can I also just say, congratulations to Today FM. You know, for such a long time, you guys have been championing marriage equality from Jeff and Jason's illegal wedding to celebrating the result yesterday. So you should be very proud of the radio network as well.
Yeah, we are proud of our bosses here. And especially when you find out results like what happened in Greater Western Sydney, they're a huge listenership for us.
Yep.
And I think everyone who runs SCA knows that.
Yep.
But it doesn't sway the fact we want to be good, decent people. So, Alex, you get out there and you get that bill passed. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show with Harley Breen. You're with Em and Harley on your drive to work or your drive home from partying and celebrating marriage equality. 131060, did the bridesmaid take over the wedding? Did your best friend find out you were engaged and just lose her mind and start planning the wedding and booking venue?
Why?
131060.
Is that a story that you did the bridesmaid relate to at the moment, mate?
The bride. Well, I'm actually a groomsmaid, if we're going to be specific. Yesterday, when the yes vote came through, my best friend since I was 11, Michael Lucas, he was at the airport flying in from New York.
Yes.
And his lovely boyfriend, Adrian, was flying in from Sydney.
Yes.
And they met out front of PJ O'Reilly's or whatever the fake Irish place is. And they were on the escalator going down to the arrivals to get their baggage. And Michael proposed.
On the escalator?
On the escalator.
Brave move. It's a short trip.
Right. What can happen?
Out? You wanted the answer?
That's what he said. And he was nervous. It's like, but I think he put him in, you know, he was in a moving platform. So
is it one of those flat escalators? Or
no,
the stair
escalator? No, it was a stair escalator.
Oh,
come on, mate.
It's hard to get down on the knee.
And he didn't even have a ring. Come on, Michael. But look, they've been together 10 years.
Yeah.
And Michael was nervous he was going to say no.
Aww.
Well, mate.
I've got to tell you, from the perspective of a man that has asked, it doesn't matter how sure you are of your partner's love for you, as I absolutely am, it's still a very nerve-wracking.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wasn't she pregnant at the time?
No, she had the baby strapped to her chest.
You locked that down, mate.
You'd think so, but I was still very nervous. I understand, Mike.
So, it's very exciting because, you guys, I have a wedding to plan. Not only that, I have a big gay wedding to plan. I was born.
Whether he likes it or not.
Wait, Tina Marina boys. I was born to plan a homosexual man's wedding. I just feel like I'm almost considering quitting my job in radio to start a wedding planning business just for gay men.
Just for your mate, Michael.
No, just for all gay men everywhere. Because straight away, I knew it was happening and I picked him up and we met and then we went and we had a nice long lunch together. And that, for the 4 hours of lunch was just me telling them how the wedding was going to go.
Yeah.
Because this is my wedding. This is my moment.
Is it?
Okay. Because I didn't get to have the wedding I wanted. I had a nice wedding.
Hello, Scott.
No, but we had to go Wog's traditional Italian. It was lovely. It was beautiful. It was very restrained. It was like, think of the kids, think of your future photos.
That doesn't
photos.
Sound correct.
It was restrained. No, it actually was. I had long hair.
Oh.
I was a traditional bride.
Right.
And part of me was to throw another wedding in 10 years' time and do what I wished I could do. So straight away, I'm thinking, the first thing I Googled was rotating platform piano.
Dear Lord.
That's the first thing. Because what I'm seeing is me. So they, I'm gonna rise
I love
from
that,
the.
What I'm saying, and the first thing is you.
I'm good. Well, the first thing is I don't know if I want to be the celebrant, the best man, or the wedding singer. I don't know which one to pick.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, Michael's like, well, what do you want to be? And I said, I want to be everything. Because everyone in our life knows this is a marriage of three people. Adrian's accepted it. My husband's accepted it. This is mine and Michael's ultimate
wedding. Even if they haven't accepted it,
nah,
they've accepted
they're fine.
It.
So
you've told them
our respective partners know this is actually mine and Michael's wedding.
Oh, right.
We're planning the wedding we wish we could have had if I was a man and or he was.
That's not awkward.
That's fine. So straight away, piano up. And do you know how hard it is to find a piano like that will spin on a platform? And I want it to be white, a baby grand, and I'm going to be laying across it, mic'd up, and I'll start the ceremony as a dry ice, doves, up, me singing At Last by Etta, but then breaking into a Disney medley as Michael. We want two aisles. So two aisles, and I want Michael and Adrian to start walking down simultaneously as I sing. But the spotlight will be, they'll be secretly walking down.
With white lions? With, I don't know why.
No, white stallions.
Oh!
White stallions. His and his white stallions.
Yes.
Down the aisle. They'll meet,
yeah.
And then I'm thinking like, I'll then get off the piano and be harnessed like Pink, and I'll fly across. And then I'll come down from the roof on ribbons, and then they'll dismount the horses, and I'll pop off my ribbon. I'll marry them, yes, and then I'll sit. Then they will dance down the third aisle that will be revealed,
the third
and they'll dance. Now, we're going to need a sponsor for the wedding because the budget's about at $1 million at the moment. So Woman's Day, or That's Life, if you'd like to feature the best, the most amazing gay wedding of all. Also, to the greater Sydney public, if you'd like me to plan your wedding, I'm available. I'm happy to be everything at your wedding if you want me.
I can also organise your wedding. I'll put on a barbecue and get some tinnies.
So this is happening. I want you to know a lot of the lucky you're leaving because a lot of next year's content is just going to be me planning the big gay wedding. This is what it will be for referred to.
Have fun with that, Ed.
The big gay wedding. Ed Cavalli is going to
be. Oh, mate, this is right down his alley. His third aisle.
Our wedding, their wedding's going to be amazing.
131060 right now. What's the best backhanded compliment you've ever heard or received?
So many.
You know, people, they want to say something nice to you, but actually they want to have a dig.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Do you think?
The most common version I get of it is after a showcase comedy night where there's multiple comedians on. Someone will approach me, and this has happened with me on the negative side of this as well, but on the positive side, someone will come up to me and say, "You were great, but so-and-so sucked."
Wow.
And what I've realised over the years is, and the reason that's a backhanded compliment is because they're my friends you're talking about.
Yes.
And I realise over the years, they just want to tell someone they didn't like that person. And so they'll give you a compliment first and say, "That sucked." This is not the
what
exact
happened
same.
Last night, mate?
Last night I was out. I was at an event.
Yeah, you were at, we've got him on today.
Yes, Tony Martin's book launch.
Yeah, Tony Martin's book launch.
It was a wonderful event. I had a good time. I saw a guy I hadn't seen in many years, and he's like, "Hey, mate, you're looking good." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it's been a while."
That's nice.
That is
nice. It's not backhanded.
No, not at all. And he goes, "Yeah, I reckon the last time I saw you, you were still fat." sorry, pardon, what? Because I've always found that I have lost quite a lot of weight.
Great, mate.
Thank you. In fact, I've put it back on because of this job, the breakfast bulge, and which is what I said to him. I said, "I've actually recently put a bit of weight on." But when people say to you, "Oh, you've lost a lot of weight," they think that's just a nice thing to say. You're still commenting on my body and you're still commenting that I was fat. So you're past having a go.
Yeah. Did you say anything?
Nah. Just had a drink of my beer and pretended it didn't happen.
I just waited until I could use my radio show to have a one-sided go back at him so he couldn't respond. I
haven't told you who it was either.
Who was it?
Nah.
Do I know them?
Yeah.
Who say?
Nah.
Tell me. They'll love it.
They won't. No, I won't. Come on. 131060.
I'm going to say it on air when you get back.
Are you?
Who is it?
Well, maybe I'll never tell you. Maybe I made the whole story up.
Do a mime.
Maybe I didn't even go out last night.
Do a mime.
I can't do a mime.
Do something that's
him.
Who is it? Just give me initials. Just tap your fingers. Do Morse code. Hayden. What? P. Pete Hellier, I won't have it.
Pete wouldn't have said that.
Tony Martin.
Oh, how dare you.
131060, what's the superior?
Yeah, what's the superior?
What's the best backhanded compliment you've ever received? We'll take your calls next.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio Show
with Harley Breen. What's the best backhanded compliment you received last night?
Yeah.
The man said to you?
I haven't seen you. Last time I saw you, you were still fat.
Aw. You know what I get? I've had from a few people that you know.
Yeah.
You're not funny, you're amusing.
Oh. That's what you want as a stand-up. You're amusing.
Oh, I've had some crackers from people you and I know well.
Ooh.
Six string. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're selling, but you've got a six string applause machine. Yeah. I saw that guy yesterday walking down the street. He said
stand-up's like having a dig at musicals.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, or someone saying, oh, what venue are you playing? And I'll be like, Opera House.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but you're only doing like one night. It's not like. I'm like, how many nights are you doing, dickhead? None.
22 in a 30-seater.
By the way, second show's been announced. I'm at the State Theatre, April the 13th. Get your tickets now. Ali in Balmain, hello.
Hello.
What was the backhanded compliment you received?
So when I was younger, my auntie goes to me one day when I was watching TV. She's like, oh, wow, you're really beautiful. You could be a plus-size model. Okay.
Aunties
are like, all right then.
Yeah.
Aunties and nannas are Monties for this.
That's an auntie job though, isn't it? Saying things like that. 100%. You could be a plus size model. You could go and play in front of a truck, auntie.
Sophia, hi Sophia.
Hey guys.
What's the backhanded compliment you received?
So I get this a lot because I'm a very strong woman and I like to assert what I think and what I feel. Particularly in like a professional context.
Yeah.
So I get, you're very ambitious.
Oh. Using ambitious as weird. A backhanded compliment.
Yeah, the ambiguous.
Oh, you're very ambitious.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, that's a positive. Thanks.
You're so opinionated.
You've got a lot of opinions.
Yeah, what? Opinionated.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get that. Don't worry, I feel you. Claire, hey, Claire.
Hello.
Hey Claire, what'd you
How
get?
You doing?
What'd someone say to you?
Not someone, everyone. So lots of people say, you're really hot for a ginger. Now, I can't work out whether I'm just really hot, because I get it quite a lot, or I'm just really ginger. I don't know.
Either way,
I'm all right with it.
fine. Either way, I'm hot in some capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one comes out a lot with, you look great for someone who's had kids.
Yeah.
Well, no, just stop at the you look great bit.
Yeah.
Don't ever go up to a woman and go, you look hot for a mum.
Yeah.
You look great for someone who's given. But, nah, don't have a caveat.
It's something to consider, though.
Just.
But not something to give as a compliment.
But why?
Well.
What does that mean?
That you look great for a mum.
Why can't I just look great?
You can.
Why do they have to say for a mum?
It's just an extra bit of sugar.
Well, it's not sugar. It's a kick in the teeth.
Yeah.
Just say I look good. What, for a mum? Like I've crawled out of a hovel and I've been able to get myself up. Well done, doll. You've got pants on today. You look great for a mum.
Well, I'm impressed every time you walk in here.
It's
incredible.
Stuffed.
She managed to put her shoes on.
1760, did you see the Socceroos find their way into the 2018 Russia World Cup? Because it's time to do one of these.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
Scored, scored, scored.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
2 days in a row, sports report.
Yeah, I am Sports M. Rossiano. Where have you been, mate?
I'm excited because I am finger on the pulse.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I actually really am. 131060, if you were there last night to see Australia book their place in the 2018 World Cup with a convincing 3-1 win over poor Honduras.
Oh,
Honduras
no
were just a little bit tired. No, they had to actually row in a boat here. And then they rode donkeys to the stadium.
They actually they
didn't have any shoes on. They're exhausted.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And look, it was the Mile Jedinic show. I have to say, hashtag believe in the beard.
All right.
Yeah, it was just everyone.
Is that a hashtag, believe in the beard?
Yeah, that was going off last night. Great. That was the thing. But Tony Abbott, of course, refers to Mile as...
Ange, Mike, and the Socceroos.
Mike.
Such an Anglo way of dealing with a foreign name. Hello. Nah, you're Mike.
If anyone has their finger more on the pulse than you,
yeah,
is Tony Abbott.
Tony Abbott. Yeah. So, well, a lot of comparisons between the two of us.
So it's Mike Janinak is how he would say it. Is how he would
Mike
say
Mile
Jelinek's name. it was huge. He scored a hat trick in a famous victory that's been savoured by football fans. And the TAB had the Socceroos a 201 outsider to win the tournament. So.
Put some money on.
Mate, put some money on the whole thing. That's right. Now, I have to say, while we're all very excited, there was a very strange press conference after.
Yes.
Ange Postecoglou.
Yes.
Coach.
Yeah. How dare Tony get names wrong? You nail them all the time.
Can I just say, my hot tip, he's not going to be in Russia.
Oh.
Ange has had an absolute gutful. Watched it. He is a broken man.
Had enough.
He actually said that this campaign to qualify has been the hardest of his life.
Really?
And he was being peppered with questions. Are you going to coach, Ange? What's going on? Yeah. And he said, look, this has been the toughest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
It's been, I'm going to take time to celebrate. I'm going to give my time to my wife and kids because they've copped it. I have thick skin, but it's been a bit much.
Yeah.
Then I'll sit down with the powers that be. And we'll have it out and it will come to a head.
Ooh.
So something has gone on. Now, Ange has been heavily criticised because he just gives zero Fs about the media, about dealing with them. He was heavily criticised for his coaching tactics, for people he was leaving off and on the bench. Right. Everyone felt that maybe Ange took the hardest route to get here in terms of putting Socceroos through things they didn't need to go through. But I was watching a man who now is relieved that he has the power because they've qualified.
Yeah.
So he can now sit down.
He's top dog.
Yeah, and he can pretty much lay the terms out. And it's hard coaching your own country's team. Often coaches are imported, you know, from other countries.
Yeah.
But Ange is Australian.
Yeah.
So very interesting times ahead to see what happens. But I'm tipping if Ange is at a gutful.
Right. He's out.
He's done. None of these out.
Right.
But I think he's going to sit down and go, all right, guys, I want $9 million bajillion and no media interviews ever, and I get to call who's on the bench.
I can guarantee you we don't have that kind of money for soccer in this country.
Well, you'll see. we've got Bronwyn. Hey, Bronwyn.
Hi.
So you went along to your first ever soccer match last night.
Yeah. It was good.
What a game.
It was awesome. Like, we were actually on the end for the three goals, so it was brilliant. I'm sorry, but I've never been to a soccer match before. Never been interested in it. Went last night, and I can't wait to go again.
Well, you do know that sometimes a full match will go and there is no goal scored. So
it's fine.
I know. I've watched games before. It's not that I haven't watched them. I'm just not really interested in it. Like,
And were you on board the melee? Were you believing in the beard? Were you just could not believe how good the captain was? He scored the goals.
The one that scored the goals. He was great.
I live in Maryland. I'm used to it.
Okay, good. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. What is that number down there?
I don't know. Who's that? Mark Schwarter is
on. Mark Schwarter.
What?
Mark Schwarter's on the phone. Ex-goalkeeper for the Socceroos.
Is that true? Have we got the ex-goalie for the soccer? Mark? Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you going?
Schwarter.
Oh, my God.
Hello, mate.
Did you just call in on 131060?
Well, not really, not technically. I don't want to claim that I did. I was called and put on hold.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming on. Did you watch the game? Where are you in the world right now?
I'm in Spain, in sunny Spain right now.
And did you watch it?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. I was travelling, so I did see some of it. I've seen the highlights and read all about it, and, I was kept up to date as much as I possibly could along the way. So, it was a fantastic result for the soccer and, for Australia, for football. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. And, Mark, you've been a massive part of the identity of Australian soccer.
You know who he is. That's the big deal.
Yeah, that's a huge deal that I knew you. And, in fact, mates of mine, we still look at each other, and when something impressive is done, we are Schwarzer. Was it as a bigger impact on you as you were on the nation when you were there at the World Cup? Multiple World Cups.
It's enormous. You know, it was a fantastic result. I mean, it's always different when you're not involved, when you're from the outside a little bit. But, you know how important it is. You know how important it is to play the World Cup, the significance of it. You know, when we did it in 2005, it was the first time in 32 years. So, naturally, yeah, that's going to be probably the biggest thing. But since then, the subsequent World Cup qualifications are... It's a must for Australian football. It's for the development. It's the financial rewards for the game, the investment back in the game, the interest. So it's vital that Australia continues to qualify and progress.
Mark, what do you reckon about Ange? Do you think he's had it?
He's in a unique position, isn't he? I mean, he's in a position where he's qualified for the World Cup. He's got his brand of football that the Socceroos are playing, and there's a lot of signs of positivity. The team, is performing well, is playing some really good brand of football. There's definitely fine tuning to be done. That's without saying. Is the team, you can argue all day long, is the team as good as its previous years or not? Probably not, but it's still performing at a level it's qualified, at the World Cup, and that's the main thing. So he's in a unique position where, he's going to make a decision over his future. It would surprise me if he left his post. He's qualified, he's done the hard work, he's qualified for the World Cup, but I think people also underestimate how big a responsibility it is, how much pressure is involved and the scrutiny you come under.
It is, and we are, because obviously we're so AFL-obsessed here that I didn't realise Ange looked broken last night. Like, even though they'd won and he was relieved, he's just said, I need some time and I need to, this thing. He mentioned things need to come to a head, which made me wonder what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation for quite some time now, and reading and listening to what he said post-match, there was enormous sense of relief, that obviously the pressure, the burden on his shoulders was enormous. He mentioned about having to spend time with his family and reassessing what he's going to do with his future. And it's not easy. It definitely isn't easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. That's why only a select few can really do it. That's why a select few are only successful at it. And Ange has been successful at it. He's helped Australia. He's been a big part of Australia qualifying for a World Cup.
Absolutely,
and that in itself is a tremendous achievement.
And Mark, are we going to see you appearing in Russia? Are you going to watch the games?
No, I've retired, mate. I'm not going to play anymore. Sorry, mate. But
will I? He's 45. Give him a break.
No, I mean, are you going over as a spectator?
Exactly.
Oh my god!
I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure yet. I mean, I either will be in Australia or I may be at the World Cup. So I'm not quite sure. Okay. Either one, I'll be involved, and I will definitely, obviously be supporting the Socceroos and watching, with bated breath and real excitement. It's a World Cup.
Right.
As a kid growing up, I was, I loved watching the World Cup, and I still love watching the World Cup to this day, at the young age of 45.
Well, Mark Schwarzer, the man with the safest hands in the land. Thank you so much. And, oh, my God, thanks for calling in on 13 10 60 from Spain. That's amazing.
Good on you, Schwarzer.
Pleasure. All the very best. Have a good day.
Thank you. Oh, my God. When they wrote it, I'm like, they don't mean the goalkeeper. They've got some and then they, Schwarzer, he's amazing. He's 45.
Yeah.
He's 195 metres tall. 1.95 metres, not 195 metres. He'd be very tall if he was 195 metres. No one would get a goal.
He's a centimetre taller than me.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Breen. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the AlphaBucks app on your smartphone now.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I can't believe I got through. I'm so excited.
You did. We'd love to chat, but we've got Senator Penny Wong waiting.
Yes.
So we've got to go straight to this AlphaBucks. Let's do it, Melissa.
We care about you. We want you to win, but Penny Wong
is waiting.
Takes a little bit more precedence.
Yep.
So 30 seconds. Time starts after the first question. The letter is G.
G?
G, yep. We're all glad yesterday happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant bit of improv from me.
Have a great day, Melissa. We love you. 7-year-old son, Fiji.
I love you too. I listen to kids every morning.
Terrific.
Right. All right, Melissa. Time starts after this question. Here we go. Name a cooking ingredient.
Ginger.
A store.
Pass.
A country.
Germany.
A
German.
Fruit.
Pass.
An iPhone app.
Pass.
A female celebrity.
Pass.
A part of the human body.
Pass.
A book title.
Pass.
A video game.
Game Boy.
Okay, that was a certain amount of $200.
$200, there you go.
Good on you, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Have a great
you.
Day.
That was hard. Thank you.
What a great soundbite as we go into the
Penny Wong.
Wonderful Senator Penny Wong.
Welcome, Penny.
Hello.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, babe, I just wanted to give you a big hug yesterday.
Oh, it's kind of excruciatingly embarrassing. I can't look at all the photos of me blubbing in front of the whole country. But anyway, thank you, everyone, for voting yes. And thank you to everyone who campaigned. What a wonderful
result. Real raw emotion.
Now you've
Penny?
Become a meme. Like there's pictures of you going, "We're all Penny Wong."
I didn't know that. Thanks for that.
And you're on like people's Grindr profiles now.
Oh,
like it's
come on.
Penny, when we were watching,
I can't wait till I put this transcript out. That's the first Grindr reference in any transcript of any interview ever.
Are you surprised Excellent. That it's on our show that it happened though?
No,
mate,
not at all.
We know you're so busy, and we really appreciate you talking to us. Can you just? I saw it on your face, but I felt like you'd been holding in that reaction for 8 weeks, but possibly even longer.
Yeah, I think it was the build up of a lot of years of fighting for this, and then, you know, pretty tough campaign for all of us. And I just felt overwhelmed by emotion. I thought, oh no, I'm going to lose it. This is really bad. But anyway, it happened.
You know, it's okay, like, to give your tear ducts a workout, you know, once every decade.
Yeah,
like,
come
it's
on.
All right.
Once a decade, okay.
Yeah, just give them a flush out. But if I was in your position, I'd have had the same reaction, I imagine. Such an overflow of emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sorry.
And is there a wedding coming?
Oh, I knew that.
Sophie, what's going on? Do you want me to plan it, Penny?
No.
I can plan the wedding. How do you feel about no budget?
Off you go.
No budget.
No, no. Well, I think we'll talk to each other about that, not on radio. How about that?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just seeing you and Sophie on matching stallions, okay? So you'll arrive on stallions. How do you feel about horses, Penny? Do you love horses?
Well, my daughters love horses.
Oh, fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah.
They can be
the
on Shetland ponies.
Yes.
Step away from the phone, Penny. Step away.
So, Penny, what happens? So you're going to now go and are you going to go and fight these ridiculous bills that are like, you know, bakers who don't want to make cakes for people whose wedding it is? And it's like, are we going to have a lot of that crap to deal with?
So I'll give you the political answer in a sec, but I always reckon this is such a funny kind of debate because you reckon we're going to go to a baker who doesn't like, you know, gay couples who's going to make us a rubbish cake.
Isn't it?
That's right. We want a really rubbish cake.
Look, isn't it weird how bakers have become like...
It's very
a bunch of bakers walking around going, you guys, I love gay people. What's going on? I love cake. I love gay people. Stop it.
Yeah.
What's the political answer? Go.
No, well, the political answer is we're starting the debate actually on the cross-party marriage equality bill in just over an hour in the Senate.
Yes.
And that doesn't have these sorts of exemptions in it. My view about it is that Australians didn't vote to increase discrimination. They voted to lessen it. So I hope the Parliament actually keeps faith with the vote that Australians so emphatically made about that. Mm. We'll then go into a committee stage of the bill, which is where amendments can be moved when we come back to Parliament in the next sitting period, I think, which starts at the 27th of November. So that will be when we'll deal with that. But, you know, I hope parliamentarians keep faith with the mandate that Australians have given us. They sent us a pretty clear message.
Yes,
yeah,
they did.
Well, Penny, we know you've got a meeting to get to. Again, look, if you'd like to, we could do a big lesbian wedding on air. Like, I can... I'll make you a beautiful suit.
It's right down your alley, isn't it, Penny?
No worries.
And I noticed your rainbow jacket in Parliament yesterday afternoon, and I just thought, good
on
you, girlfriend.
The closest thing I've got
it was
to
gorgeous.
Rainbow, right?
Rainbow tweed. It was so you.
Very fabulous.
Senator Penny Wong, you keep fighting a good fight, and congratulations. On a personal note, we're wrapped for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks good to everyone. Cheers.
Thanks, Wongster. So currently, my youngest child is on camp.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah, she's gone away to the camp.
Seems weird that we haven't talked about
it. I know, but we've had so much else on.
There has been a lot on.
And I just... So, Odie's of an age where she's old enough to...
That's grade 5 camp.
Yeah.
That is one of the most pivotal moments of your schooling life. I can't believe it exists here as well. Well, that was a huge moment in Queensland. It was grade five camp.
Yeah.
It was the first time you went on a proper school camp.
This is the... She's been going on camps. She's at a school that does that stuff. You know, right. They're kind of outdoorsy and, you know. But this is the first time she's done, a four-night camp. So it's a week. It's hectic. And I said to her, okay, you want to go up and pack. Mm. And I'll have a look after you've packed. And she goes, up, no, I'll just pack.
I don't need your help.
Oh, my God. You don't understand.
I bet you I do.
We're already packed. So they had a list of things to pack.
Yes.
By the way, don't give a 10-year-old kid, don't tell them they can only take 3 pairs of undies for 1 week.
Hey.
I'm like, the list actually said 3 pairs of undies. I'm like, she'd go through that in a day, mate.
No, you need a pair a day.
Yeah, a pair a day.
And then a pair spare a day.
If it gets wet. I'd even go a pair spare.
Then a couple extra, one in a plastic bag just in case, in an emergency,
right? Yes. So she had her list. She goes, I've got my list. It'll be fine. So she went up and she yells out about 2 hours later that she's packed. Now, first of all, the sleeping bag and the sleeping mat are still in the cupboard. So I don't know what she's sleeping on.
Yeah.
But she did pack some things. So I said, okay. I went up and her bag was bulging. It was 30 kilos. It was
4 days.
And I said to her,
what
have you packed?
Yeah.
And I go to grab the zip. She's like, no, don't. I go, why? She goes, if you open it, I won't be able to shut it again. She honestly spent about 20 minutes closing the thing. I said, because I tried to lift it up. I said, it's like she had the dogs packed in there, like dead bodies. I don't know what was in there, bricks. I open it up, and the thing that was making it heavy was she packed a hammer.
Why?
Big, giant hammer.
What for?
I said to her, what's this? It's a weapon. She goes, we're sleeping in a tent, Mum. Sleeping outside, I might need a hammer. I said, for one reason? Why do you need a hammer, doll? Lots of reasons.
Yeah.
Kill stuff, bugs.
Well, I take a hammer camping.
I might need to bang in a peg for the tent.
That's a good reason.
I might need to fix things. I go, what are you fixing with a hammer?
You're not fixing
anything. She goes, I don't know, things might need hammering. Then I dug deeper. She had a roll of duct tape in there.
What?
Are you planning to kidnap me?
What's she... Who's in Odie's tent? What's she got duct tape for?
What do you need a tape for, doll? Oh, you know, what if there's a rip in the tent and the animals can get in? She is fully packing for Armageddon.
Yeah.
She's a doomsday prepper. She's a doomsday prepper. I found food.
That doesn't surprise
me. She put 2 minute noodles in her bag.
Didn't she turn up here on her way to some sporting event with a whole jar of lollies?
Yeah, and once packed snow globes in her backpack to take for show and tell, which smashed everywhere. Yeah.
I don't know why any of us in here are surprised.
What are you going to cook the 2 minute noodles with, mate? What are you going to, you're in a, she goes, I'll just eat them raw.
Yeah.
You never know. We might get stuck. She thought we were sending her off.
Where was she going camping?
To Project Desert Storm. They're staying in a chalet. they're staying in 5-star cabins with flat screens. And my daughter's taking a hammer and some noodles and duct tape.
Good.
That's all she packed.
When the apocalypse hits, she'll be fine, Odie.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The Em Rossiano Radio
Show. And joining us, oh my gosh, one of our heroes.
Yes.
One of the reasons, one of my radio hero, the person I've cited saying the reason I ever even wanted to go near radio.
Here he is, Maynard F. Sharp Krebs.
Tony Martin.
Oh, me. Hey. Someone else from the 90s.
I did, in fact, own the Brown album.
Really?
Yeah, I listened to it in Bundaberg, Queensland. Wow. Yeah. Best mate.
Oh, I was in Diamond Creek back in Victoria.
There was another band. Remember a band called Primus?
And yes.
I do remember
they Primus. Had an album called the Brown album. And there was a lot of angry Primus fans kept buying our album. I don't know what's this?
But you had inside cover of the Brown album, you had a colour chart for all the different shades of brown.
That's right.
As a 15-year-old boy, I thought that's the funniest thing I'd ever seen. It's just all the different browns.
I just feel like Tony might appreciate our opener, the very special. I mean,
the brown opener.
The brown opener.
Oh, you're like, yeah.
poo chat, poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo 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 poo.
Yeah, look, I can't condone that sort of childish behaviour. As the voice of Bajar, so I really, I just can't come at that sort of thing. It's immature.
I wrote that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you get, took me a while.
Now that that was just played on the radio, do you get like an APRA payment?
Yeah, every time. That's why I make him play it.
I was, are we allowed to say the S word on this show?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because there's on one of the Degeneration albums, there's a fake radio station jingle, and this is what it is. It's just shit music, 92 FM. And like, for about 10 years, I was getting like checks for $2.50 every
year. Really?
Yeah, because it was in, there had to be an APRA file created for that quote unquote song.
I didn't realise that.
We should do that.
I've sung every opener this show has.
There's come big on. Bucks to be made.
Now you're here because you've written a book.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
get
that's
to
right.
that.
Sorry.
Deadly Kerfuffle.
Yes.
It's, well, it's.
It's a novel.
It is, but it feels like you're. Not satiring, bogan,
oh,
racist.
Can I just, before we get into
it's my own family, let's just put it that way.
Before we get into it, though, yes. I'm confused by this bit here is the hilarious debut novel.
Well, yeah, but my other books were novels because they
first
were.
First time.
Non-fiction.
Yeah, they were non-fiction.
So yes. That's what I said. I go, he's written. So this is your yes. first fiction work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my family claim all the other ones are fiction as well, but they, that'll end up in court.
So, Deadly Kerfuffle, what's it about?
Well, it's about what happens when some New Zealanders move into a quiet street in Australia and people aren't sure, you know, what their background is and they're mistaken for a terrorist cell and everything spirals out of control due to talkback radio and tabloid newspaper scaremongering. And what begins as a quiet comedy ends as a Tom Clancy thriller. That's basically what happens.
Lighthearted read.
It's a romp.
There's a lot of explosions.
Now, everyone go out and buy Deadly Kerfuffle. Before you go, I want to ask you, Halle Breen is abandoning ship and leaving the show.
Yeah,
at the end
right.
of the
month. Okay.
Ed Cavalli is stepping in.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, as my new co-host is coming in, what do I need to know about Ed Cavalli?
You're going to need an array of snacks. You're going to need basically a bain-marie in the...
I'm for that.
Because he never stops eating.
Really?
And he's now had a child. I'm not sure how
Arnold,
that's happened.
Yes.
So he'll probably have a lot to say about that
yes.
sort of thing.
Okay.
His wife is a kung fu master, as you know, Tiffany Hall. I think she has a chain of kung fu schools.
Oh, great.
You don't want to mess with her. And his family are an absolute goldmine for comedy. And Tiffany's family as well. He'll probably
perfect.
Talk about her. Yeah, you're in for it. There's going to be so much material.
He's outside right now. Oh, my God. I think he's going to walk in.
Oh,
and yell.
No. Ed's coming in.
I'll just show myself
What's
out.
What's going on? Hang on.
What is going on in Paris?
He's just Edward? Put five giving, snacks down on
he's
the
He's just
table.
Giving us an inside to you.
Ah, Tamar.
He said that your wife was Kung Fu Panda.
I never used the word panda. But she does have a chain of kung fu schools. Am I getting that wrong?
They're Taekwondo schools,
oh, okay.
my friend.
Yeah, just...
slander that I suffer in this studio.
Yeah.
Did you tell them that you lived on a boat?
Yeah, I did live on a boat for... in the 1970s, when that was the done thing.
Are you a pirate?
Well, in New Zealand, I have a pirate's license.
Are you in hiding? Because you don't have a mobile phone either.
I don't, no.
Are you in hiding?
I was on the dole for a while in the 1980s. There was
ask him if he's a dual citizen. That'll get rid of him. That's it.
I am a dual citizen. I'm on this station and on Nova.
Oh, Tony Martin's new book, Deadly Kerfuffle, is out now. Thank you, Ed Cavalli.
Good to be here.
Ed's just hanging around waiting for Harley to leave, basically.
Really
he's just always here.
Because he broadcasts in Brisbane.
I know what you're Sydney. Talking about. Shut up. Tony Martin, Deadly Kerfuffle, thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thanks for having me.
Amazing. So, Harley.
Yes.
Pink has recorded a carpool karaoke with James Corden.
Oh, yes.
And it's very exciting. Obviously, we love Pink. We've basically claimed her as our own.
Yeah.
And it's very amusing. It's good. They're in the car together having little chats. So if you haven't seen it yet, now it turns out, and we'll get there, that you know how I worship John Peter Farnham?
What? Really?
Yeah.
Do you like John Farnham?
Have I not? Oh, no, this is awkward.
I don't mind the guy.
Have
I think
I never
he's a lovely man.
Mentioned
hey.
That I stalked him as a child?
No.
Bought a house in his suburb.
That's weird.
Yeah, I live near him.
Creepy.
Tried to get his hair, did a...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, fantasised about the mullet.
This
and
isn't
the...
going well. Oh, dear.
Okay. Mental note.
Yes,
mentioned
you love
John
Farnham.
Well, it turns out that she has a similar obsession with one John Bon Jovi. Like...
I have an obsession with John Bon Jovi.
Oh, you should hear. We'll get to that. You should hear how obsessed she was. I was similar. I get it, Pink. I get it. First of all, now, as we know, Pink hangs upside down at her concerts.
What?
Pink swings on ribbons and trapezes upside down and sings.
Does she?
And doesn't miss a beat, never off, not out of breath, in tune.
Lip syncing?
No, live. And James asks her about, is this a thing? Like, is it scientific?
So I read that you say that you can sing better if you're upside down.
Yeah. I think sometimes I sound better upside down.
But how? How can that even be the case?
I don't know. It has to be a scientific thing.
But that can't be a thing for everybody. I can't imagine Pavarotti was like, this is good, you want to hit me upside down.
Do you know a fact about Pavarotti?
Tell me.
Kept a coin between his butt cheeks and he would... purse his butt cheeks to hold the coin there so he could hit the notes.
Good fact, Facty McFactison.
You can Google it and see if it's a real fact, but I've been going with that for years.
I'm going to try that. Yeah. Just coins dropping in.
Pop a little
coin
in there.
Do you know what I saw yesterday? A woman who can play the kazoo with her vagina.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, so she can harmonise. She plays one in her mouth and one puts it one up her bits and she harmonises with herself.
Oh, that's good.
In other news, I've booked her to open for me on my tour.
Have you?
Yeah, because my friend's friends with her. He said to me, I know a woman who can play kazoo with a vagina. I go, she's hired.
That's good.
So anyone coming to my shows next year, get ready, because that's my opening act.
I can play the piccolo with my penis.
Next up, beautiful trauma. Now, this is her and James. This is, well, Pink taking, Pink singing along to Pink. It's quite delightful.
A beautiful trauma.
I like it less when he sings.
Yeah.
He sings too much.
Yeah.
I hate it when someone sings too much. I hate it when they force their singing into their show. I hate it when they make everything about them.
Yeah.
You know, let's
and always just going, I've got a song and I can sing with you and I can...
Stop forcing yourself.
Show's on sale.
Stop forcing yourself into other creative space. Okay? Just let them be creative. For God's sake. And here she talks about opening for NSYNC.
First tour ever.
Amazing.
Opening for NSYNC. Joey Fatone used to come in my dressing room every day and visit with us.
Didn't he ask your dad if you could go on a date?
Uh-huh.
And your dad was like, honey, it's Timberlake or bust.
Yes. And finally, we are now going to hear about Pink's obsession with John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
And then I read something that's a little creepy. But we'll have the nice bit first, and then I'll have the creepy bit.
Okay. Now, you were convinced you'd marry John Bon Jovi. How old were you when you realised that wouldn't happen?
Probably 7 or 8. I still remember I was in the car coming home from singing lessons.
Uh-huh.
And they said on the radio that he married his high school sweetheart, Dorothea.
Yeah.
And I almost threw up in my mouth.
Have you seen him since?
I told him
story?
The first time I met him. I think I was like 22, and I was like, how are you guys? Are you happy, you and Dorothea?
She met Bon Jovi later in life and shared that story. Yeah, and I too thought I would marry John Peter Farnham.
Yes.
I too.
Yeah.
So clearly both of us have things for men with big mullets.
Yeah, and tight jeans.
And so she met John Bon Jovi and said, told him a story. And then he in turn sent her a flower arrangement with some leather pants.
Ah.
And on the card wrote, now you can finally get into my pants.
Oh, that's that's nice, though. She's putting on his leather pants rather than getting into his pants. I'd get into his pants. He's a handsome man. I like him.
Yay, Pink! Can I just say, Sydney, can I not have the music yet?
Yeah, not the music yet. All right.
Can I just say, Sydney, if you're going to buy one newspaper today, please make it the Sydney Morning Herald, because your front cover is exquisite and beautiful and in the spirit of what yesterday meant to this country.
Absolutely.
And to the Daily Telly, do better, idiots.
That's not a nice front cover.
That's
is it?
Not. What are you
it's
saying?
Silly.
They've put Al Bundy from Married with Children on the front, insinuating, you know, that marriage is, you know, oh, good luck, we don't even really want it, so you guys can have it because it's really horrible.
I don't like the idea of that. There's
that's
a lot
the spirit.
Of that around. Listen, and I have had a failed marriage as well, and I still think that's the wrong picture to give marriage. Marriage is not
my
a negative,
is great.
Bad thing.
I love my marriage.
All relationships are very different.
And that
and some
reference,
of them are joyous.
I mean, how long ago was Married with Children a thing?
I don't know.
Well done, Daily Telly. No,
he's
that's
old
cute.
And fat now.
But Sydney Morning Herald, that's the newspaper we're all buying today. Go out and buy a copy to support them and show them. And that is how you report
lovely
on something.
Lovely front cover.
Beautiful front cover.
Yes. I'm having a fisherman's friend.
I can see that. Are you right for the Take That interview today? We're interviewing Take That, you guys. I can't go there.
No, I'm not interviewing Take That. I literally don't know who you're talking about. I actually don't know what's
Gary
going
Barlow,
on.
Gary Barlow, Howard Donald, and
oh,
Mark
sorry,
Owen.
No, now I've got it.
You know who Gary Barlow
yeah,
is?
Yeah, but I'm not going to that. I'm
no,
going to
you,
get,
we said you were going to do it.
I'm definitely not doing it. I'm
I
going
can't.
To get some canvas fixed for
no,
a trailer.
I,
very on brand
I've
for today,
I've got
cool
stuff today. I'm doing the I'm on the project tonight, you guys.
Well done.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be on the project. Don't
and
forget to watch.
You're interviewing Take That.
No, you're interviewing Take That.
Definitely not.
Okay. Can anyone, is there anyone else out there who can interview Take That?
Hi, Em. How you doing? It's Max here.
Max, our
hello,
producer,
yep.
What?
I don't have gym until this afternoon today, so if you need someone to fill in, I'm here.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this. Have you ever done that before?
Have you ever interviewed anyone?
Have you done an interview?
I've never interviewed anyone before, no.
Okay, great.
Are you a Take That fan?
Take That.
Do you know the names of the people in the band?
Definitely know Gary Barlow, yes. Mark Owen, Robbie, no great. Longer in the band, I don't think.
No, I don't think Robbie Williams will be there today.
No, okay.
Okay, great. So you're going to go and...
Are you
and,
frothing?
Yeah, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Like, Gary Barlow's pretty like... Whew.
What are you going to open with?
What
question are you going to go in with?
That's a really good question.
What are you going to wear?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'd maybe just not much if Gary Barlow's
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that leather strappy thing.
That
you
leather strappy.
The Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
you remember when you wore the leather strappy thing to Mardi Gras? You should wear that to
I had
the interview.
Of memories. Yeah, that could be good. You know, I think they formed in 1990. I was born in 1993. But
how did you get out? How did we get on the show?
In 1993.
I know, it's gross.
What?
Max is gay. That's the only reason he's here, let's be honest. Otherwise, if he was that young, he wouldn't be allowed.
No.
I do definitely remember, though, a film clip of them. I think it was Do What You Like, them rolling around in some jelly, so...
Bring that up.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna. We know that you're gonna take Luke as your roadie. Lukey, are you prepared? Are you ready to go today to film Max?
I think we're all right. I mean,
we got this, mate.
Things keep getting added to the list of things I need to carry. So
it's just the same people.
I can't tell the difference between these two.
Oh really? Oh yeah. Max has told me he needs heaps of tech equipment. Oh, who was it? Oh.
I genuinely just got confused.
Okay, well we're sending Luke and Max. It's very exciting. You guys, you go do us proud. Take That up before me in Kudos Bank Arena this Friday.
Mate, you thought yesterday was a gay explosion when Max walks into that room.
I know. I can't wait. We'll get the picture up of Max in his leather outfit
please
on Instagram
do.
So you
I
can
actually
understand.
Really like it.
Yeah, it's great. He's much more built now, he'd want me to say. He's been going to the gym doing chest.
Yeah,
great. Both of them were born in the 90s, by the way. Both of these boys were not born when Take That were at their peak. So this is going to go well. Thanks, everyone. What a wonderful day. Celebrate it with those you love. And don't forget to get the Sydney Morning Herald and ignore the Daily Telly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The Em Rossiano.